Hello, everyone. Well, it's time for another one of these. And to begin, I want to start with a few special announcements. And to do announcements right at Chenal Valley Church, it can't be done by me. So I've brought in a professional to help us out.
Good morning. Welcome to Chenal Valley Church to this virtual worship service here this morning. We are going to be starting with some announcements because we've got a lot of things that we need to talk about of what's going on here at church. As always, grab a copy of the bulletin out in the... Okay, you're not here, so you can't grab a copy of the bulletin. Check your email because there are important announcements that you need to know about. Let's do a quick review of some of our ministries. The CVC Women's Ministry, Men's Ministry, Youth Ministry, Children's Ministry, Life Groups, and Worship Services will be meeting virtually this week due to the coronavirus, COVID-19, global pandemic, and social distancing. As a designated essential service, however, the CVC Announcement Ministry will continue to provide you with the level of service and excellence that you've grown accustomed to over the years. We'll persevere regardless of the challenges. Now, a special shout out to those having birthdays during this time. Where's Anna Reynolds? Anna Reynolds turned 16. Okay, not here. Landry Pacino turned 9. Landry, also not here. And Rhett Eichhorn turned 7. Also not here. Well, none of them have technically forsaken the assembly since we are not actually assembling. So with that, obviously, it'd be better to see everyone in person, but you know, I'm glad that we have the opportunity to take advantage of this technology and make sure that we're able to stay in touch. We've got a great lesson for you this morning, so enjoy this time with Burt Reynolds.
Thanks, JJ. I needed that this week. So I asked JJ if he would come and shoot the announcements. Of course, I stayed as far away as possible because you never know where that guy has been. But I asked him to do that for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted him to come shoot the announcements because I kind of like the guy and miss him. Two, I asked him to come and shoot the announcements because I thought it would give all of us just a little more feeling of normal during this very abnormal time. But three, I asked him if he would shoot the announcements and especially do the birthday reference because we all know that time, if we've been here for very long, when JJ looks around the room and if he mentions someone on their birthday and they don't happen to be there, then he references a verse and we've heard it 1,000 times and you know the verse I'm talking about. He references the verse from Hebrews 10 about forsaking the assembly, as we used to paraphrase the King James. Now, when JJ makes these jokes, a couple of things happen. One, most everyone laughs. And two, for those who were born of a certain time or who grew up in particular church environments, they also kind of quietly break into a cold sweat of guilt. Because this verse was used, and I would say abused, to heap on the guilt if someone ever missed a Sunday morning or one of the other times that churches gathered together. They turned this verse and the sentiment behind it into something all about a formal gathering, when it was really about maintaining a sense of family. They turned it into something legalistic when it was meant to be something that is life-giving. They made it about congregating 1 hour or 2 hours a week when the point is being connected to one another and committed to one another no matter what day, no matter what hour. So I actually think these verses and the book of Hebrews has something important and powerful to say to us during this time of being a church in the midst of social distancing. Just maybe not what we had grown used to if we grew up with that message. So let's read these verses again. After reminding us that Jesus is the perfect high priest, clearing our path to the presence of God, The Hebrew writer says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Being the church is vital to our efforts to hold on to the hope we have because of Jesus. And being the church is critical to our efforts to live into the life that Jesus claims us for. And being the church is so beneficial in our efforts to live into the great big calling that Jesus has for us. And that's why being the church has always been so much bigger than legalistically checking off a box for meeting at the assembly. And that's why being the church has always been so much bigger than just one more social gathering. The Hebrew writer is writing to a church that is struggling. They are suffering. Some are thinking about throwing in the towel and walking away. And so the Hebrew writer encourages them, don't stop being the church. Don't give up on one another because we are better together. We are stronger together. We need each other. We can spur one another on to greater love and love in action, which is critical at a time like this, when many people are tempted to only think of themselves. And we can encourage one another, which is critical right now, because a lot of people are discouraged. A lot of people are down. A lot of people are anxious and afraid. And in a time of isolation, a lot of people are feeling alone. Which brings us back to the question that we started with. What does it mean to be a congregation when we can't congregate? What does it mean to be the church during a time of social distancing? Well, the word I would give you is this: don't be discouraged. Be determined and be creative. And a lot of you have already been very creative. You are finding all kinds of ways to stay connected and stay committed to one another. And I want to encourage all of you to do that. Don't just wait to get a text. Send a text. Don't just wait to make a call or for someone else to make a call to you. You make a call to them. You check on others. You be there for others. And a lot of you are doing this. So I know ladies within the Binkley Life Group have formed a group text in which they're sharing the things that they're struggling with, but they're also sharing the blessings of God and encouraging one another in the process. I know Vivian Hunter has put together little prayer groups connected to the women's ministry. And so messages and scriptures are going out every morning that are a source of all kinds of encouragement to those who are receiving it. And if you're not connected to something like that, but you want to be, then let us know. Email the office, office@chenalvalleychurch.org, and we will connect you with other people during this time. It's important. Let me tell you about some other things that are going on right now. Bryce delivered Chick-fil-A to the homes of the kids in the youth group. Here's Bryce bringing waffle fries and nuggets to our daughter Anna while still dropping them off at a safe COVID-19 friendly distance. Jennifer dropped off care packages for some of the youngest members of the children's ministry. Kay Benz and Dale White are staying connected with their mom Katie through video messaging since Katie is in a nursing home and can't have visitors. Kay also sent my kids cards because she is their prayer warrior, and of course because Kay is one of the sweetest people out there. Various life groups and the teens have started meeting virtually through Zoom. Now, something amazing that I got to be a part of was a surprise birthday celebration. Now, don't worry, one of us observed safe social distancing. But on Tuesday, it was Rhett Eichhorn's birthday, turning 7. And this is not the easiest time for anyone, but it's certainly not an easy or ideal time to have a birthday during a time where you can't see the rest of your family and friends. So Jessica Ward came up with an idea. She contacted the rest of us in our life group and a few other friends of the Eichhorns, and she encouraged everyone to make signs. Some people got balloons. We got in our cars. We showed up near the Eichhorns' house at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, and then we had a surprise birthday parade in which we drove by their house.
Hey, Avery. Oh, there's Max. Look at the puppy rat. Wave, look at. Oh, there's Ike and them. Oh, they're going to sing.
Have an opportunity to encourage others during a time of so much discouragement. And you have an opportunity to spur other people on in love, reminding them of how much they are loved and reminding one another to share that love and show that love to a community that is desperate for it right now. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to stop the video in just a moment, and I want you to make a couple of calls or send a couple of texts. Send a text or make a call to someone in our church that you haven't connected with yet during this time. Send a text or make a call to someone outside our church that could use a word of love or encouragement. Send a text or make a call to anyone else of your choosing that might need a word of love or hope or encouragement. And let the kids be a part of this as well. In just a moment, one of our elders, Roger Williams, is going to close out this video in a prayer. But before I turn it over to him, I just want to remind you, you are loved deeply. And you have a lot of love that you can share with others that they need to experience as well. Don't stop being the church during a time like this.
If you would, please join me in a time of prayer together. Father, you are infinite, self-sufficient, and never changing. You are all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. You are full of perfect, unchanging wisdom. You are faithful, just, merciful, and gracious, loving. You are good, and you are holy. We come before you at this time of uncertainty, seeking your peace. We pray that your Spirit will remind us of your immeasurable love. Open our hearts to share this love to our church family and our community through the power of your Holy Spirit within us. Show us how to be your light and help us display the hope that we have in you. Father, you call us to trust you and to be your light in the world. Help us to do that even now, despite the many uncertainties in our lives. This is a time for us to be a powerful witness to those around us, but we need your help. May your Spirit shine through us and give us confidence and hope. We lift up those that we know who are hurting, isolated, anxious, fearful. Please bring your peace to all. Increase our faith and decrease our fear. Open our eyes to the needs of our church family and our community. Help us find ways to stay connected and to be helpful and encouraging. Give us courage to seek help when we need it. Father, we lift up the medical teams in our community and our nation and around the world. Keep them safe and give them insight and wisdom. For those who are infected and sick, we pray for healing. Father, build our trust in you through your Holy Spirit. We believe that even through challenging times like this, you are still making all things new. And thank you for this hope that we have through Jesus Christ. It's in his name we lift our prayers to you. Amen. I'd like to leave you with a blessing from Romans chapter 15. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.